Dear Laura by Elijah Dumba. Chapter 3. Laura and her best friend, Daisy Love Mwanguzi, had lunch at the same restaurant as Elijah. The former brought about the topic of a certain cute, intelligent guy in their class, but Laura seemed uninterested. Daisy was a chocolate-skinned, fairly curved girl with an unusual but admirable character. Currently, she was clad in a golden top and a tight blue pair of jeans with a pair of blue velvet high heels.
"Oh, come on, pet. You will never get over your previous heartbreak until you find Hank to talk about," she persisted.
"I'm pissed about something. You know my moods don't change drastically like that," replied Laura, rather determined and angry.
Laura signaled the waiter and called him. She asked him for a drink, and as he left to get it, Elijah too called him.
"I hope this idiot gives me the drink in time. We are almost late for the next lecture."
Daisy, surprised by this unusual mood of hers, asked,
"Come on, love. This is not how you usually are. What's up?"
"I'll tell you were right," exclaimed Laura.
"It's Dad. He won't let me be me because of his stupid political popularity. And just as I'm learning to love my messed up life the way it is, he makes it worse."
"Oh, sorry," breathed Daisy, with shock all over her face. She knew not the feeling, nor how to soothe a mood like hers.
In the restaurant's kitchen side was Bruno, the waiter supposed to bring Laura's drink and Elijah's order. Facing it rough,
"You incompetent bastard,"
muttered the manager at him.
"You were the last one here last night. Why did I find this place open? If it weren't for the police station just opposite, we would have been robbed. What was I supposed to tell the boss, huh?"
This, she added with a mocking tone.
"Oh, Bruno had a lot of stress. His wife, his kids. I'm telling you, you won't have a shilling to feed them when I fire your incompetent butt."
Moments after, he marched absent-mindedly to Laura and Daisy's table with a bottle of ice-cold water. He set it down gently with an, "I can't take this anymore," look in his eyes. He walked away with heavy emotion, clouding the fact that, in reality, Laura was calling him. Only a loud,
"Excuse me!"
brought him back to his senses. It was so loud that everyone else in the restaurant kept silent to observe the drama.
"I asked you for a damn Fanta!" exclaimed Laura. "You have the temerity to get me something else and walk away as I was calling you? Who do you think you are?"
Stammered Bruno. "I will..."
No. I'm sick and tired of men like you," she interrupted bitterly, "who think they own the world."
Daisy, shyly chuckling blankly, squeaked, "Laura, this is clearly not so bad. Please don't embarrass yourself. And me?"
In a flash, Elijah's hand was already on her elbow.
"Calm down, madam. This is somehow my fault. I'm the one that ordered for the water," he breathed in a rapid manner. "I should have..."
His apology was interrupted by a hot slap. But he still finished his statement with his hand clasped over the sore cheek.
"I guess I should have waited for your drink to arrive first."
He then walked away as Bruno tried to calm down Laura.
"Madam, relax. Please. You'll get me fired if this persists. I'll get you a free Fanta on my bill. I swear."
Daisy grabbed her hand and pulled her out.
"Laura,"
she snapped. "Get yourself to relax. Now why did you slap the nice guy? That's the guy I was telling you about. Now I'm the girl with the bad friend."